in the landscape of AI, ChatGPT, Gemini, they improve the person's own productivity. Platforms like Happio, they improve the organizational productivity. So AI doesn't necessarily in itself create new content, but it can assist you to create actually that kind of knowledge that the organization needs. And that's the magical thing that is happening now around AI and knowledge management, that we can actually so much faster bring that knowledge to the whole organization that the organization actually needs.
I'm Jonathan Gandolf, and welcome to the Content Cocktail Hour, powered by The Juice. Our mission is to squeeze out the deepest secrets of B2B marketing professionals to help you push your brand to the forefront of the industry. Let's raise the glass. Welcome back to the Content Cocktail Hour. I'm Jonathan Gandolf, founder and CEO of The Juice. We are thrilled to have you today, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Pertu of Happio, CEO and co-founder. I think this conversation is going to be really interesting. We talk about content, obviously, here on the Content Cocktail Hour, but not often do we get CEO's kind of lens on it. And I think even based on what Happio does, it's a unique lens and perspective as well. So Pertu, thank you so much for joining us here today. Before I ramble on for too long, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and Happio in your own words.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. It's great to be in this kind of content-related podcast. Yeah, I come from the company called Happio. We are a knowledge management provider. So organizations who are fed up with their content only being in email or their chat tools, organizations choose us after that in their journey to be more productive in collaboration and communication.
That's incredible. I think that's it's a bit ironic, a lot of these chat tools, because you mentioned them, like that we were overwhelmed by email, so chat tools became a thing, and now we're all overwhelmed by email and chat tools. And I think you're exactly right. Like it becomes overwhelm, and a knowledge management solution like Happio can help solve for that. So really cool, big fan of what you've built there. Before we jump into really the meat of the conversation here, maybe just share a little bit about your own like entrepreneurship journey and what led you to starting Happio.
Yeah, so I actually studied entrepreneurship even in university. I built my first company, which became the leading Google vendor in Finland. So all the biggest Google Cloud and Google Workspace users, they were our customers. And we realized that they were missing something from the lens of knowledge. So that organization needs one place for one source of truth for their knowledge. And we realized that chat tools and emails aren't enough. And that's how Happio got started. And so I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years now, and definitely wouldn't change the day.
That's admirable. That's really cool. Congratulations to you and what you've built and the team you've built. So I'm going to come at this conversation, and I think, again, it'll be interesting to get the CEO's lens on this. But, you know, my background, my bias is going to be on marketing and specifically around content. I think when marketers talk about content or marketing campaigns, so often we're talking about what that means externally, but I am a huge believer in internal marketing. I think without strong like internal marketing, knowledge sharing, knowledge organization inside of an organization, it almost doesn't matter what you're doing externally. So how does Happio and what you do like encourage businesses to get aligned around knowledge, and what's kind of the trickle down impact that has into marketing?
Yeah, I'm a same way than you, a huge believer that you obviously need to have the internal marketing, internal content that you can sell it, what you have built. But actually, it's even more than that, because information turns to knowledge only after it's shared with the people inside of the organization. And you can actually create this flywheel of your organization when everyone has bought in about your mission, vision, and they are all the time on top of the things, what's happening. They are changing to a co-creators from different parts of the organization when they are fully bought in what your company is doing. And that only happens if you are able to internally share that. That's kind of like why this is so critical. And as you mentioned as well, that why organizations should care.
When should an organization start to care about knowledge management? I have a feeling I know the answer to this, but it is interesting, right? We're a startup. I'm a bit of an organization freak, but you know, we've got Google Drive, we've got Slack channels, we've got email, we've got email aliases, and it's all pretty organized, but it's all in disparate places. Like I'm sure a ton of people are sitting here saying, oh, well, we've got Google Drive, or we've got Slack, or you know, Notions. When's the right time for a business to start thinking about, okay, we need something more powerful than some of these like off the shelf solutions that maybe we all start with?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I would say that especially in today's world where almost all organizations are somewhat remote or hybrid, that kind of people amount has come even decreased quite a bit. So typically organizations who reach out to us, they are in the size of 50 to 100. But I would say that already if an organization around 25 to 30 people working remotely or hybridly, there are already so many discussions that are happening in one-on-one Slack channels that doesn't build the like one source of truth that how our organization actually operates. So my recommendation would be that around that 5 to 10 people, you need to already start building that content and knowledge somewhere. What are our company policies? Like, how do we pay salaries? What are the holiday policies? These kind of stuff, they start to start popping up. And if your organization doesn't know how that works, it comes a problem quite soon when you start scaling your organization.
Yeah, I can speak from experience. All the stuff, I'll call it, sounds really small until it becomes a problem. And then when it's a problem, you spend half a day trying to fix that problem or longer, and you're like, this is so frustrating. Like, there's got to be a better way. So the sooner the better, it sounds like. And that's kind of what I anticipated the answer being. I haven't prepped you for this question, but you mentioned something in that answer that I think is really interesting. As the world has gone remote, how much more has that made knowledge management more critical kind of in today's remote world where most businesses are at least operating hybrid, but so many businesses are fully remote?
Yeah, it was a huge boost, obviously, for our industry. People realized how inefficient organizations were when people were working only at the offices. So that obviously boosted our industry. But also that has happened now after people have gone back to the offices that actually, we need to collaborate a lot better with other offices and other locations, time zones-wise, if your organization is working globally 24/7, so that you build this muscle as your organization and there's the heartbeat that you know all the time what's going on in the company and you can get that right to your fingertips, that information, and that it's so easily understandable. That's obviously like what has happened after the COVID.
Okay, so maybe a similar shared experience I have here, and feel free to let me know if I'm wrong, but I've been at organizations where what we're selling isn't generating revenue for who we sell it to, right? And I think sometimes that is a more difficult sales process, right? But I would imagine where Happio does excel is teams that have their knowledge and their internal knowledge management organized, they're able to go to market faster because everything is organized. Do you have is this assumption true? And do you have any examples of how like really strong knowledge management actually can kind of have that waterfall effect into how businesses can grow faster?
Yeah, a few examples. I think the first one that comes to my mind is one of our reps told us in Company Weekly that the customer had asked a question that the person didn't even know what was the question. So the person typed that in our own Happio and it gave right away the answer what that question was and what was the answer. So that was a kind of like a quick what AI brings as well to our world, but also like what this kind of platform can bring right away answer to a question. So if we take a broader view that how intranets and knowledge management has evolved. So if you think that how Google were in the first place was that you first type in the question, then you try to kind of navigate through multiple subpages and where I could find the answer to my question. But now throughout this AI world, obviously our industry is as well changing rapidly. And that obviously brings even more use cases to the content and what it can solve for the end user. So that's obviously like a big thing, what's happening right now. And that way, really good point for sales and marketing organizations in general. If I think about like that, the marketing organization can share right away the marketing deck or sales deck with globally with everyone, and everyone is all the time on top of what's happening on the product front. So those kind of improvements obviously like brings the company a lot further. It's not necessarily as easy sell, but obviously it improves the top line as well when the organization works so much faster.
That's fascinating.
So I have seen it as well that as a CEO, sometimes you think that, okay, some people know already what's going on, which way. And then after several months, you realize that, holy moly, that people didn't know this piece of information or this piece of knowledge. So when you build that rhythm as an organization that you share that, that's actually really critical for organizations, like everyone to have that creativity inside of the organization, and then everyone to improve your sales decks, your marketing decks. If you just share it on the spot, or you just think that you're going something right away externally, yeah, it's not the same outcome.
Yeah, it's institutional knowledge, right? So much of the institutional knowledge just gets passed down, but that gets broken apart, or it becomes a game of telephone where people, they'll kind of tangle the details of institutional knowledge. So to have it documented in a place that's accessible. And I loved your example of like, they didn't even know the question they were asking. And that's fascinating as well, because I think sometimes, a lot of times in our professional day-to-day, like we have a challenge, but we don't even know how to put a name on that challenge to like find the right answer. So I think that's really powerful. You mentioned AI in that answer. I'm curious, in your space, based on that institutional knowledge and what knowledge management is the application of AI for knowledge management, is it organizational and like operational efficiency, or is like new knowledge being created by AI based on what is in a business's kind of knowledge base?
In the landscape of AI, ChatGPT, Gemini, they improve the person's own productivity. Platforms like Happio, they improve the organizational productivity. So AI doesn't necessarily in itself create new content, but it can assist you to create actually that kind of knowledge that the organization needs. And that's the magical thing that is happening now around AI and knowledge management, that we can actually so much faster bring that knowledge to the whole organization that the organization actually needs.
That's really cool. Yeah, we've seen the same thing play out in the marketing space, where it's like, I think when my perspective is when generative AI initially came on the scene in late 2022, I think like everyone's like, oh, it's going to create all of our content. And I think that has kind of ran its course now. And a lot of the use cases we're seeing in the marketing space are actually just operational efficiencies as opposed to creative assets. So sounds pretty similar, where your assets that are being created are knowledge that's still human driven, but AI is there to assist. I'm going to ask one more curveball question for you, and this is just meant to be light and easy, but I appreciate you joining the podcast as CEO from your seat. We've got a lot of marketing listeners. What's your perspective on the role that the CEO plays in like brand and like being in market and kind of being an active participant in the overall company's brand?
It's really important that CEO sets the tone that what kind of company you want to be and what kind of visual appealing you want to have for your brand and your organization. So obviously, otherwise it's like all over. So it's important that you discuss that internally. And for me, I think that it comes throughout the strategy as well, and it evolves throughout what are your long-term, short-term goals. So everything around this is obviously around what kind of company you want actually to be, and brand and marketing are cornerstones in that.
Very cool. Well, again, thanks for joining today. We always end with one question for all of our guests, and I'll keep this a little bit more broad for you. What is one unpopular opinion you have as it pertains to marketing? Maybe from the CEO seat and from your lens and perspective, do you have a good answer for that question?
I've seen it so many times that CEOs think that you can just right away push things to the market without that internal commitment and engagement. So I think the thing that you mentioned and shared as well at the beginning, it's so important to internally be fully engaged, because that's the only way how your company actually changes to this well-oiled machine, when there is that joy of sharing that thing, why you exist and what you're actually accomplishing in the world. Without that, like, you're just ruining it.
I love using the word joy. That like warms my heart even. So I think that's a really great answer. Well, cool. What's if people want to learn more from you or learn more about Happio, what's the best way for them to do that?
Just join happio.com. You can reach out to us there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining the Content Cocktail Hour. Thank you to all of our listeners for listening in today. Until next time, we'll see you. Same time, same place. Cheers. Thank you for joining the Content Cocktail Hour powered by The Juice. If you want to see more episodes or more resources curated for your role, join us on app.thejuicehq.com. See you next time. Same time, same place. Cheers.